This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The COVID-19 pandemic is not only changing the way the USDA Farm Service Agency meets the needs of farmers now, but will likely impact the way the agency does business in the future. Kentucky FSA Director Brian Laceville says state directors are exploring ways to more efficiently serve their farmers.
We're very fortunate that our leadership team at the national level all have been in the shoes that that our producers are in. Everybody we've got at the national level of my chain of command is all production agriculture oriented. All of them are our current farmers, so they know the challenges of what we're dealing with, and we're looking at everything to get services delivered.
Laceville says he's not aware of any deadline changes for any of the programs administered by the Farm Service Agency.
Right now, we have no talk of any deadlines being extended or changed right now, but we are trying to work in every way to be as flexible and accommodating as possible.
He adds the agency is having to learn a new way of doing business for the farmers they serve.
We as an agency, have not been set up to telework because so much of our business and delivery of our programs is done on that face-to-face basis. So much, we're getting into the crop reporting time. So much of that is the staff in the office sitting down with the producer, looking at field maps and making the election on what crop is in which field and doing these things over a course of a visit. And so it is going to be how we change the delivery of our business.
Traveling Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Bestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.